All right, I think we're all here. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Good Saint Joseph. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Okay, we thought it would be good to have a little time together and talk about last night. Maybe some of you talked about your experience in your small groups. I know my small group did. But in any case, we want to talk it over with you because there may be some questions that you're pondering, and we'd like to answer those questions as best we can. Some of these questions are really answerable. What's going on over there? Okay, so sometimes we just have to discern these things and figure out what the correct answer is. But first of all, I want to say thank you for allowing us to try something. And so last year, for those who were here last year, we basically did the same thing. It was praise and worship, an introduction to the Catholic Charismatic Renewal, and then praise and worship, and then adoration, and that went fairly well. So, well, let's do it again. Well, we learned that it's not conducive for adoration time to have the Holy Spirit all over you, messing you up. Okay? So I'm fairly familiar with the Holy Spirit messing people up, and that's fine. You know, God is God. Let him do what he wants to do. But in the context of adoration, it would have been better, if we were all just, of course, sensing the Lord's presence. Of course, we want that. We want to have that intimate encounter with him. But we kind of had, the cart in front of the horse, as far as I'm concerned. And if I had my list of manifestations of God's presence that I would want to have this weekend, I think the holy laughter would have been near the bottom. But that's my list. It's not God's list, obviously. So next year, if we're going to do this again, we're going to do adoration first and then finish the night with praise and worship, prayer teams. And then it really probably will flow a lot better. So we're learning as we go along. And we appreciate your support and your willingness to be guinea pigs. Thank you. Your goal in life is to be a guinea pig. So I want to talk to the guys that absolutely did not have any supernatural experience at all last night. Because that's okay. All right? It doesn't mean God doesn't love you. Now, I know some of you in this room really felt God's presence. And I have had moments where the presence of God is pretty strong too. But it's not imperative that I feel him. It's imperative that I know him. That is non-negotiable. Okay? Whether he wants to manifest himself to me is completely up to him. He's Lord, I'm not. What I do is I stay in the place of truth, and that is he loves me. It doesn't mean that I'm perfect. I still go to confession. I still have my faults. But I know one thing's for sure, that he'll never change his mind about me. He is in love with me right now as he ever was from the first moment he thought of my existence, because I'm only here because he thought Jack, and he saw me from before the foundation of the world. He knew me, and he knew you, and there was a time for us to be born, and there was a time for us to enter onto the stage of life, and not just to be yourself, but to be his representative, because you were made in his image and likeness, and you were redeemed with the blood of Christ. That makes you precious sons of the Father. It's really a powerful thought, and it's really something that I anchor in, and I camp there, because that's important. Everything else is secondary. Everything else flows out of that truth. And again, doesn't mean that I'm perfect. God's not going to love me one day just because I'm doing things right. No, he loves me.
because I'm his. It's plain and simple. The truth is so simple, but we muddy it all up. We mess it up with life and our own past experiences. Some of us have fathers that just maybe not quite doing very well. Some of us have got great daddies. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't change. You call no man on earth your father. That's what Jesus said. Because, yeah, you have a natural father, but you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for your heavenly father. Because you wouldn't be here without him saying, let us make man in our image and likeness. So we just got to give him thanks. So, yeah, last night, it was good. I know I've talked to some of you, and some of you had really cool experiences, and it was a positive experience. And that's why I feel confident that that was the Lord, okay? I'm confident that that was nothing of some other nature. Now, sometimes our own human nature gets in the way, and that's where we got to discern, and we got to like, okay, so was the laughter really something welling up from within that's really God touching you, or was the laughter because somebody else was laughing? Which, okay, on a human level, that's totally natural. And that's nothing to say that that was bad. But then we got to mature, we got to stay mature, we got to say, okay, so where do I need to be? And if God is really touching you and you have no control over this thing and it's just like all over you, okay, that's fine. I've been in those circles. I've seen it, and it's fine. But again, it was just, we should have had adoration first, that's all, because it made that situation. This is a small room, so it's hard to like, hey, can we come over here and talk a little bit and see what's going on? Do you need some prayer? You know, it was almost like, I can't get to that guy. I don't know what to do. But it's all good, and God has his ways, okay? He obviously, like I said last night, obviously wanted it to be the way it was, and that's fine. We got to be at peace with that, and I'm at peace with that. But of course, life is learning, so we adjust. Okay, no problem. So I want to actually offer you guys an opportunity to maybe share your experience last night, that, you know, positive experience. We're going to leave all the questionable stuff, like you're not sure. We're going to let God answer those things. But if you feel compelled to share with the other guys, you know, I really feel the Lord touch me and talk to me, and it was really a good thing. And if that's all you need to say, then that's fine. But I think it's important that we share. Anybody want to come up? Anybody? There's a chicken line right here. Anybody want to cross the chicken line? Here we go. There's got to be one guy to break the ice.
You can't say chicken line without expecting me to cross it. So, so last night at Adoration, I was sitting like right around there in the aisle, and I was just kind of praying, and I've been falling off a lot lately, so I started like crying. I was getting a little teary, you know, whatever, just going through the motions for me at least. And, you know, people were laughing, and I was like, okay, you know, I get it, and it's happened to me too. And I saw somebody crying, and they were on the ground, and so I went over and prayed over him, and it was actually Matthias. And then I started crying too, because again, I've been falling off the faith, you know, kind of out of it and not really into it as much as I should be. So I was like, you know, I'm sorry, I'm right here, Lord, I'm right here, you know, I promise, like I'm not going anywhere. And it was weird, like my whole torso, like wherever the shirt is covering, it felt like an odd sense of warmth, you know, which we've talked about before, the Holy Spirit, yeah. But it felt like a warm blanket. Like, you guys ever use, like, heating pads or something like that? It felt like that, but it was, like, it wasn't on my back. It was, like, on the inside. It was weird. It's a really hard sensation to explain. I can't really put it into words. And I started sweating. I was like, this is hot. Like, I got to get out of here. And so I got up. And I actually went to go talk to somebody because I didn't tell them I loved them enough and I wanted to, so I did. But, and I was just crying so much. Like, I mean, I usually get teary eyes at Adoration if I'm really into it, you know, if the music is going and all that. But last night, it was just like, you know, probably again because, you know, done some questionable things in the past, or recently at least. So I felt bad for it and just felt like I fell off, and it was really, it was bad, obviously. So I was just apologizing, trying to get back into all this, you know. So, yeah.
Thanks, bro.
I think that's another real good takeaway from all this, is that when you ask the Holy Spirit to come, he's the healer, he's the restorer. I mean, he's the one who took the chaos of the deep in the beginning of creation. He's the one that hovered over the water. He's the one that brought about, you know, order. And so he does that with each one of us, too, if we allow him. And he does some amazing, miraculous things. Last summer, when I had the same kind of environment for the adults, where we just had praise and worship, and I started the whole evening, and I just had everybody do the prayer posture, and we just prayed, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. And I did that to, like, almost to the point where it was uncomfortable. Like, it was going a little long, but I just pressed in for more. And then we stopped. And that was it. And then we just went on to some praise and worship prayer teams. And so the old folks, you know, really enjoyed it. And the next day, I was even wondering whether that little beginning session of asking the Holy Spirit to come was even worth it. I was praying. I was asking God. I was saying, Lord, was that really, should we do that again? And then right then, this guy came up to me, one of the dads. He came up to me and said, I got to tell you what happened to me last night. I was like, oh, really? What? He says, I'm an army, like, veteran guy. Like, he's, like, in the, like, like in the dirt kind of army guy. You know, he's not, like, in the office. You know, this is guy's infantry, okay? And he blew out both shoulders in his career where they were messed up, and he couldn't really lift his arms really much higher than this. And he said when he came home that night, he was completely healed, both arms, and he could raise them up. And he says, this is just unbelievable. So, and I didn't even pray for healing. I didn't say anything. I just asked Holy Spirit to come. My point is that he will heal you where he thinks you need to be healed at this time. It's just, you know, it's kind of cool to let him have his way. Let him be Lord. Let him take your brokenness. Give him all the pieces, you know, to the puzzle of your life. But you got to give him all the pieces. That means couple of pieces that you're holding back, a couple of pieces that you kind of put over there. You don't want to look at those. No, he needs those. He needs those to finish the picture, because some of them are dark, but that only adds contrast to the light. If you just had a picture of just light, then it's nothing there. It's just all light. But he needs the contrast of our life's experiences. He needs all those pieces, but we need to give it to them. We need to surrender those pieces to him. So anybody else have a little testimony real quick? Uncomfortable. I like to ask John to come up. Yeah, Johnny. I call him Johnny because I'm old enough to call him Johnny. But he's your boy.
Hey, guys, it's your boy. I'm going to start off with telling you what happened last year, and then I'll kind of share some little thoughts I had about last night. Last year, let me just start. 2017, my mom got diagnosed with kidney cancer. So that was a very difficult time in our life for the entire family. So it was 2019. You know, she had continued. The cancer had spread. She wasn't doing very well, and I was kind of trying to figure out what I should do with my life, what God wanted me to do, because there are some options to move out and get a job and stuff like that, things that I really, really had dreamed of doing. But it appeared that, you know, I wouldn't be able to do these things due to my mom's health. I'd have to stay home. And that was something that was really difficult for me to accept. But I came last year with a mindset of asking God, am I doing the right thing by staying home, or do you have a greater mission for me? So we went into adoration on Saturday night last year, and I had never really tried anything charismatic before. So we went into prayer posture, and it was great. You know, it was very well. And this crucifix up here had a broken arm. The arm of the crucifix was broken off, and it was physically, you know, broken. It's porcelain. So I looked at it and, you know, I was just like, oh man, that's too bad, and continued, you know, praise and worship. And then later on, I looked back at it and I kind of realized, like, oh, that's, no, like, that's pretty legit. Like, he broke himself for me, and that's how much he loved me, that he literally broke himself for me. So that's, that kind of was the turning point, a really big turning point in my entire life, where I was like, okay, you gave it all for me, so, like, have everything. I kind of emptied myself, and I said, I surrender, and I, it was like a cup that was upside down, and then I like turned that cup right side up and asked to be filled. I just, you know, just give me like just a little something. Show me what you're like. And he didn't give me a little something. He gave me like a lot of something, something that I wasn't expecting. Kind of an experience really similar to what John Kottman was saying earlier about feeling warmth. And yeah, so that was. That was a really incredible experience in my life, a very big turning point where I was like kind of given like proof and comfort and peace that the Lord is real, the Lord loves me, the Lord wants the best for me, and that I'm doing the right thing. Yeah, so that was my experience last year. Then last night, you know, obviously there's a lot of holy laughter going on. Something hadn't really ever seen that holy laughter in like that capacity before. But I actually, one thought that I came to mind that made me just like incredibly joyful last night. I didn't feel really anything last night, warmth, anything like that. And that's awesome. That's awesome. That's totally fine. And that's cool. But I did kind of realize something that was really cool about the holy laughter. And it was like Jesus came in and he just sat there and he just like, he was just with his children. And like, I kind of imagined us all like just like a bunch of little toddlers. Like, we're a mess without him. Like, we need him to live. We need him. We are here because of him. And he came in just to love us. Like, he just came in to love us and spend some time with us, to vibe with us. And like, that was something that that kind of touched me last night, is that he was just like, he was just loving his kids last night, and that was really moving to me. One of the things that previous year, 2019, what was happening there. I want the church to put more focus on like charismatic education, because like how do you discern what's where this is coming from, right? How do you discern where this feeling that I'm having is coming from? How do you discern what the heck is going on right now? Because it's obviously supernatural, right? So, not everything is gonna be supernatural. Sometimes things are gonna come from human, from like your human feelings and stuff like that. So you have to stay level-headed, but stay opened to the Lord and what he wants to give you. And it's a fine line, and it's hard to meet that. But, you know, just do what you got to do. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, John. Yeah, John was my my cameraman who was part of the team last year. So I really, this is the first time we were going to do anything like this. I said, John, it'd be good to get some pictures of this, you know, and, you know, you can film it. That'd be kind of cool. I was expecting God to show up. But like right off the bat, there's John on the ground, completely wrecked. I'm like, well, there goes my cameraman. All right. Apparently God had a different plan, you know. He didn't want me to have a cameraman. So it was good. It was good. I was so happy for you. It was like, yes. All right. If God could touch, you know, us and give us a new perspective on how much he really does love us. And I had that same thought. I was like, well, these are your kids. All right, you know, we should be joyful, you know, we should be joyful. There should be a joy in our hearts all the time, even when things are going the wrong way for you in all the natural ways. You should still just put a smile on your face and go, I know who my father is. I'm still his kid. It's all going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. So, All right, real quick, anybody else feel the Holy Spirit tugging on their heart they want to share? Because we're going to wrap this up because we got to get moving. All right. Let's give it up for Gabe.
So, as most of you know, I do laugh. Like, that is a thing that I've been given. Like, it's not the first time that has happened. It's been, like, the fifth or sixth time that I've had it. Like, it just... So, I don't really know how it starts. It just... It's, like, one moment I'm just, you know, praying, and it's just there. And I don't really have any, like, capacity over it. Like, it just... It's just... It's weird. Like, it's just there. And I guess, I mean, before that, like, before I had it, it's like, I never really experienced anything, even though I did it. Like, it was just nothing. But, like, the first time that I had it, there's just this thought in my head. It was just like, I'm home. Like, in his presence, you're home. Like, there's nothing more that you want. There's nothing less that you want. You're just there and your home. Also, another weird thing that happened last night is that so before Jack, you before you tried making him speak in tongues, John over there, yeah. I said a prayer, it's like, let him speak in tongues, and he did, and then I started laughing again. Like, that was, it was weird. And then like that time frame, like the 3 hours that I was, it didn't feel like 3 hours. It felt like, what, 20 minutes or something like that? Like, there was nothing, there's no sense of time or anything. Like, and I'm pretty sure that if I didn't, you know, like, stop, like, after the bend, I would have probably continued most of the night. Probably. I'm not entirely sure about that. So, so yeah, that was...
Thanks, Gabe. Okay, so just to close this out, if you guys want to talk to any of the Catholic Corps or the staff, if you have any more, like, hey, questions or concerns about any of this stuff, okay, please seek us out, seek me out, and say, hey, can we just chat for a minute, because I need to process this a little more, because we need you to be at a good place with this in case you're not. I don't know if you are or not. Okay, I know we got a full spectrum in this room of guys coming who've never seen anything supernatural in their life at all. So last night was like, okay, that was weird. What's going on? Others, hey, totally normal. I've been around these things. It's just fine. Okay, so we got everything between those two. So if you need to talk, you'd like to talk to one of us, please do. Okay, please do.